Monday morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. You are here. The middle of the working week has arrived, and we're setting you up to get over the hump and to make it on the downward slide towards the weekend. And if you are feeling very Wednesday and you wish it was feeling more like a Friday, well, maybe we can help shift your headspace as we approach the end of what has been a very interesting and eventful 2024 and start to already peer into what comes next in 2025. I have recently had the privilege of doing some really powerful deeper self-reflection, and with an expert guiding me towards a place of greater certainty and clarity, I guess, for what the next chapter is looking like. She is a renowned speaker, trainer, and coach, and her name is Anami Kutsia. She's in the studio with me. It's not the first time she's been in the Radio Life and Style studio, but it's great to have her back on a Wednesday. Anami, how are you today? Happy Wednesday.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you too. It's nice to be back.
It's great to have you back in the house. And at this moment where it feels like we're going to blink and soon the year's going to be over, there's all kinds of stuff that's happening in the background. Just looking at the news today, and hey, Donald Trump's back in the White House, and Elon Musk's now being appointed as one of his heads of a new I don't know. It's just like everything seems a bit like, can we just put the brakes on? can we just take a breath? But I'm sure that you're dealing with a lot of this at the moment, with people that you're working with, organizations, individuals. Like, what's the vibe at the moment? Is there an overarching sort of tone or thing that people are looking for right now in 2024, as we about to hit the new 2025 year?
I think what most people are looking for is some level of certainty in the future, based on what normally happens when we are faced with these type of massive changes. You know, when you look at your environment, we can't help but respond to it. And yeah, the world is definitely going through massive, massive changes. Sometimes very exciting, and sometimes can be very frightening, so that it causes people to have an immense amount of overwhelm and anxiety and feeling stuck because they don't necessarily feel like they have the resources or the tools to navigate those changes.
Yeah.
So I get people coming to me saying, I don't know what my next step is. I don't know where to from here, you know, because you're gauging on the outside world trying to navigate those changes. But yeah, the tools are in the toolbox, which is usually inside. It's internal.
Well, this is a really interesting paradigm shift, if you can make it. I was listening to an international speaker who has done a huge amount of talking this year, cities all around the world, and also trying to get a read on what the global mindset is like to the various groups that he's been engaging with. And he said there's like two overarching trends. One is there's this pervasive sense that the system is against us, whatever that system is, whether it's the government or the bank or you know, the media or just politics in general. It's there's no matter what group you talk to, there's always the sense of we're being kind of ground down against by this thing called the system. And then the other thing is people are looking for, wanting to know where's the superhero, where's the savior, the white knight that's going to come and make it all better. We're holding out for a hero. Who said that?
There's a song in that, I think.
But like you're saying, you kind of have to be ready to step up and be the hero in your own story. And if you don't feel like you've been that hero in this last year, maybe now's a good time to try and start writing a new story for 2025.
Absolutely. I think I know who you're referring to. I saw his video this morning as well, because we are pretty close. So yeah, there's that. The system, and I think the system is outdated, you know, because the world is changing that fast and that rapid, but it also has people feeling like they're a victim to the system and their circumstances, and that they're disempowered to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So from the work that I do with clients, it really is to, you know, if it is changing this fast, regardless of whether we feel comfortable with it or not, what are we going to do about it? How do I navigate that difference? That concept of the unknown. And it really does stem deeper inside, that you're the hero. Whatever you're looking for on the outside, it's not on the outside. The outside's merely a reflection of what's on the inside. So if we can begin to work and reflect with it in ourselves, then we will find that maybe we're the hero we're waiting for. No one's going to come and rescue us. We are the ones that rescue ourselves. And how do you then navigate those changes within your internal resources? So how do you use your skills to create internal certainty, and then makes it easier to navigate external unknowns.
And this is obviously the space that you operate in, and you've been doing this for a long time now, you've obviously dealt with many different cases, individuals, teams, companies, and from all that experience, is it your belief that everyone can operate from that place of certainty? Can everyone be the hero in their story? Does everyone really have the raw stuff, the tools to hack it?
Yeah, absolutely, because if we just look at how phenomenally made we are from a physical point of view, you know, when neurons fire together, they wire together, and I've seen some super amazing results with people that when they balance their emotions, they have lupus disappear from a health point of view. You know, they have a more emotional regulation, which then holds a space for the body to heal. So there is amazing things that's happened with some of the clients that I've worked with, and also quadrupling their income based on, you know, if you've had an experience of life growing up where there was challenges and some sort of struggle financially, those are the beliefs that you're being installed with as your experience in your younger years. Yeah. That does not mean it's true. It just means that's what I've got. So when you update that belief system and you challenge the status quo in terms of what you think it is, and you actually go, well, how is it possible for someone else to live the life I want to live, and why is it not possible for me? And it really is just a strategy that someone is following, and it's something that we can install within ourselves and learn how to do it and replicate that strategy and create the same results. So it really is an internal upgrade. You know, we upgrade our phones, we upgrade our cars, our clothes. When do you upgrade your beliefs? When do you upgrade you?
I'm ready for the new operating system. I'm ready to install that in the brain for the new year. But in order to do the installation, I suppose everyone is so pressed for time and want to get maximum results for minimum input, just because life is pretty crazy, you know. How can you shift the needle in as sort of short and effective a time as possible? Do you think it's in a concentrated dose of a couple of days, is that enough time for someone to really do the work and get the download?
For sure. So what happens is neuroscience has proven to us that, you know, we have this 21-day cycle of forming a new habit. So with consistent focus in a new direction, 21 days, you'll build a neural pathway to support that new outcome. Within 3 months of cycling that pattern, you'll have a really centered, much stronger neural pathway to support that. But if you want to change your life, it's going to take a year for that to become the path of least resistance.
Okay.
But within 3 days, you can certainly break the concrete around your feet. You can certainly become aware of a lot of stuff, and that will give you the freedom to move.
Okay, so you'll already feel
a difference. Know, okay, all right, I know now what to do. I know what I have in my toolbox. Mm. I know what my skills, my talents are. I know what I'm capable of. So no longer are you being held back by fear or feeling overwhelmed or anxious or stuck. Those repetitive patterns that we seem to feel like we're living that repetition day in, and we're tired of creating those results. So that construct of the 3-day seminars to break that concrete around your feet so that you are free to move. It is then the tools and the techniques to show you how to consistently move. Then once that is done, you will walk out of that with the knowledge of what to do next. The rest is the consistency of maintaining that.
Wow. Okay. So if you're listening to this right now, if you're thinking like, I need some of this in my life right now. Well, if you're just catching the tail end of the interview, I'm in conversation with Anami Kutsia, speaker, trainer, coach. This is what she does. And there is a special thing coming up next month, in fact. In fact, I think it's a month and a day from today. It's on that long weekend, right?
That's correct, yes.
14th to the 16th of December.
Correct.
Give me the lowdown. What does that 3 days have in store?
So, you know, for life to make sense forward, it has to reflect backwards. So what we do is we spend some time reflecting on past experiences that are showing up with repetition. And we actually create some results in terms of cognitive techniques, you know, tools and practical elements, releasing past patterns. So like uninstalling, right? When you look at a laptop and you want to uninstall and make space. So we uninstall some stuff that doesn't serve you anymore, and then start to install in day 3 what is the future that we want to achieve. And a lot of information about how the mind actually works, how to work consciously with the unconscious mind, how to place the order correctly for the goals, how to utilize your imagination. It's not just, it's the neuroscience behind it all. So there's a lot of information sharing.
And that's, I think, important for people to realize. It's not just abstract terms. This is real brain science. That's neurolinguistic stuff that's happening, and it gets results. It works if you work it right.
Absolutely. But I'm one of those why kids in class. Like, why does it work this way? So I like to explain the science behind the strategy. It's, when someone says visualize, well, if you're a visual processor, that would be a really good technique. So we go through the neurological processing for each individual. What is it that you do predominantly? And then to use that to the right technique for the individual. So it is very, very practical, easy to understand neuroscience techniques that they can use every day.
And for someone who's really keen to immerse themselves for 3 days over that long weekend and to get maximum benefit, maximum output for a concentrated dose of information, I believe it's going to be quite a limited, intimate, 12 people max probably, and happening here in Bolito. And it'll be intensive, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for those 3 days. What is the smartest way for someone listening who's keen to find out more, keen to start that conversation, to get in touch with you and to see if they can book a seat for this expansive, deeper self-reflection to a place of certainty and clarity for the next chapter?
So for anyone who's interested in creating more internal certainty for techniques that they can apply for next year and create a whole new amazing 2025, you can reach out to me on WhatsApp on 064-525-3278. That is the number on the website for True Awakenings. And you can also send us an email. We'll also post the link to the event. So if you're ready to book, you can just click on the link and reserve your seat, because it is limited. It is an exclusive small group.
Well, there you go. If you missed that number, I'm going to give it to you again. If you get your phone out your pocket or get that piece of paper and that pen at hand, it is 064-525-3278. Otherwise, if you can't scribble that down or remember that number, here's the website, trueawakenings.co.za, where you'll find contact details, phone number, email, and more information on Annemiek Kutsia and the really transformative work that she does as a coach, as a speaker, as a trainer, and as your new, what would you say, your the captain of the ship for 3 days of self-discovery and deep self-reflection that you're going to be enjoying the benefits of for the year to come and for the life to come, right?
Absolutely. It's the investment into understanding how your thoughts create your reality and how to utilize that ability that you already use. You just don't know you're doing it. So at the end of those 3 days, you're going to have tools and you can use it with deliberate intent to create your future.
I'm here for it. Let's get ready to install the latest operating system for 2025. You've just done it on your phone. Why not do it for your brain? And again, that website, if you missed it, trueawakenings.co.za, and the WhatsApp line to drop a little message to if you're keen to find out more about that special long weekend deep immersion, December 14th to the 16th in Bolito, 064-525-3278. My special guest in the studio with me, Annemiek Kutsia. Annemiek, thank you for demystifying this this really interesting world questing towards a space of clarity and certainty, and some of the science behind it. There's obviously so much to dive into here. We can only do justice to a tiny pixel of it in 10 minutes, but we're definitely going to need to make some space for some more chats on the radio. What do you say?
Absolutely. Let's unpack it.
I'm here, and hopefully we'll be chatting again really soon right here on your local station, Radio Life.